Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Peggy, I got your text. I have to say it. We're speaking on a recorded line. So you said you finished it?
Yeah.
I got the email. It didn't say the you finished it.
It should have.
Let me see. If you hit finish.
Oh, I didn't do the final signature for you.
Oh, no, you're good.
Paragraph.
Oh, yeah, you're good. No, you complete it. Hit complete, and then I'll read you the paragraph right now. I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Let me get back to it.
No, you're good. Take your time. And it's funny because the paragraph I'm going to read you is what me and you have mostly been talking about, that they're going to, after you finish, they're going to call you within 24 to 48 hours and just confirm stuff. I'll read it to you in verbatim, though, here in a minute. And then I had a text I was going to send. Yep, I got the email. You completed it. Reach out to you within 48 hours. I deleted a text. The text went away. I was going to send you. Hold on. Reach out to you. This, of course, is my direct number.
Yeah.
If you don't hear from them, I'm putting 24 to 48 hours, but I would take that from Monday, 24 to 48 hours, so probably by Wednesday.
Okay.
Wednesday. Give me a call back on this number. Okay, that is, I sent you that information. It'll be A40/Pulaski. And then let me just confirm one last time. You're filing the claim on behalf of your husband, Benjamin Thomas Gay. You are Peggy Gay. And then to the best of your knowledge, this last four of his social was 2778. That is all correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Peggy, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. Like I said, it'll be either me or the law firm that will call you within, like, most likely by Monday or Tuesday. If it's me, I'll call you and just directly transfer you over to them. If it's them, they will introduce themselves as such, that it is A40 or Pulaski. They may go over some of the same questions that we discussed, like the Roundup exposure and things like that. It's completely normal.
Okay.
They're just going to verify the information that we went over. They may also need you to complete additional forms. Most likely you won't have to because we did them all today. If they do it, most likely be a medical release form so they can help collect records to strengthen your claim. We did sign a medical release form today, which is what we went over, but they might want to redo it. So if it is, return it to them as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure that you're fully prepared if you don't hear. And then if you don't hear from the attorneys by Wednesday, it says 24 to 48 hours, but I would say Wednesday because it's the weekend coming up. I highly recommend you giving me a call or giving them a call to follow up. You can call me, though, so I'll transfer you to them.
Okay.
And then that is it for now, Peggy. They will reach out to you. I do thank you so much for your time. If you have any questions for me, you have my number. You can always reach out to me. And then, yeah, that is it for now. Besides that, I hope you do have a wonderful day, and the attorneys will get you the compensation and the justice that you are owed in regards to Roundup, because it very well could have caused the ailments that your husband was dealing with. All right.
Okay.
Well, Ms. Gay, you do have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Of course. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your patience. You have a wonderful day, and call me if you have any questions, all right?
Okay.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
I really appreciate you being patient with me.
Don't
have a blessed day.
You don't even need to say that. You have a blessed day too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.